you, my wife Peggy, you could stand up at least. She decided to stay back there because she gets kind of long-winded sometimes and takes a whole, actually it's me, I'm sorry, but I promised Joe I wouldn't do that. Joe and us met 2 years ago in January. He came down to Juarez, Mexico on a short-term mission trip with us. Which is part of what we do as a ministry. In the year 2000, we founded Broken Hearts Ministries to answer a call that God placed on our heart to serve needy folks in Juarez, Mexico. We do that through a number of ways. We're an interdenominational or non-denominational ministry who works with a number of churches from the states and even with churches in Juarez itself. But we do it through Mercy Ministry, but we're evangelistic in the sense that we understand people's need. Their fundamental need is spiritual, to make good decisions about life, to live a life that honors and glorifies God. If we expect God to be there at our side, to help us through life, to even bless us, certainly his expectation of us is that we walk with him in the ways that he lays out for us. So we're there to bring that, to bring the good news to people. But their need is so extreme that you can't minister to people in a way with just teaching and all those things without at the same time thinking about how the other issues in their lives. So we do a lot of mercy ministry through construction projects, through student sponsor program, through a number of different types of kids things, kids events, women's events, and things like that. But we also host people from the states that come down and work with us, and that's how we met Joe. Our website at www.bhmjuarez.com tells a lot about what we do, and I'd encourage you to just take a look at that. I'd appreciate it. This time, as far as a prayer request that we have, Peggy and I have been there 15 years. When we answered that call to go, we founded Broken Hearts Ministries as a sending organization because there wasn't any place for us to go with. So we founded that, developed it. We've become incorporated in Mexico in order to have rights as a Mexican entity, to own property, to do a lot of the things that we do. And so it's taken a lot of admin stuff to just develop that. It's a lot of energy, a lot of time. And now as we look and start to think more about, well, where's this going now? We're getting older. We creak a lot more when we get out of bed in the morning. And you think, you know, the day's coming when we don't want to see Broken Hearts Ministry stop or cease to exist in our area at all, and neither do our people. We've developed quite a ministry community, many of which are very involved in ministry themselves, and that's been our goal all along. But we're praying right now for another couple to come down and work with us, a younger couple with more energy than us and less creakiness, and to bring their own giftedness to join in relational ministry work with us, to be mentored and trained, and then eventually take that over from us. So that's a huge prayer request for us now. At the same time, more and more we're developing local people to be part of the ministry, as far as even staff-wise, even officially. And that's just another prayer request. We have some people now. We need a few more, even local people. And then as we do that, we need to provide for them financially too. If I'm going to ask a young man to come and work with me full time to learn, to just to be a part, a staff person in ministry, I need to provide a salary for him to, because he's going to leave a job in order to do that, and he needs to support his own family. So, those are prayer requests we have. Currently, you know, financially, we're faith supported through churches and individuals in the states. And we need to work on that more and more to develop the local staff and pray for other missionaries to come and work with us. So please check us out on our website. Ask Joe, if you want, what we're about. Talk to Joe about developing a group of folks to come down and visit us. I think it's an excellent time and eye-opening. So, blessing. God bless. Thank you very much.